USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
As the impeachment trial gets underway Tuesday in the Senate, President Trump will be working in Davos, Switzerland, meeting with leaders at the World Economic Forum. His A-list team of attorneys will be putting on his defense in D.C. It remains unclear if witnesses will be called or if there will be a vote and the matter dismissed. The latest on where the Democrats who want to be president stand, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
According to a Focus on Rural America poll released on Monday morning, Joe Biden garnered 24% support in Iowa. Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren next with 18%, followed by former South Bend, Indiana Mayor Pete Buttigieg. He's coming in at 16% in the poll, and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders garnered 14%. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
President Trump's A-list defense team, including Ken Starr and Alan Dershowitz, and the House managers preparing for the proceeding in the Senate Tuesday.
Just ahead of the start of the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, Republican Senator John Cornyn says it's up to the House managers to act as prosecutors in the proceedings, and it's not the Senate's job.
This isn't the Senate's responsibility to make the case. This is the House's responsibility under the Constitution, and the Senate's supposed to decide the case sitting as a court of impeachment.
Cornyn on CBS's Face the Nation. Lead House Manager Adam Schiff says he's unsure if the Senate will agree to call new witnesses, but
Americans are watching that they're going to demand a fair trial, and if the senators don't give the country a fair trial, one that's fair to the president but also fair to the American people, the senators will be held accountable.
Schiff on ABC's This Week. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Mike Bloomberg, who's running for president, weighing in on the impeachment trial in the Senate, USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Michael Bloomberg is revealing how he'd vote as a senator during President Trump's impeachment trial.
I'd have to swallow two or three times, but I would say I would vote to convict, because there's just so much evidence that he acted inappropriately.
The Democratic presidential candidate speaking there on NBC's Today Show, Bloomberg also says the impeachment process is not good, and he believes the United States will be better off letting voters decide who is president. I'm Tim Berg.
As Americans celebrate Martin Luther King Day, wreaths placed at the base of his statue in Washington, D.C., where he gave the I Have a Dream speech back in 1963. In Atlanta, where Dr. King is buried next to his wife, a ceremony at the King Center. South of the city in Fayetteville, Georgia, the annual MLK Day parade, sponsored by a local Baptist church. People attending say King's message is still so powerful.
The 60s, oh, it was a great day to have him to stand up and speak for us, for all those that couldn't speak for themselves.
He did a lot for African Americans, so I'm here to support him. We have more freedom and stuff.
We get a chance to show how we came up in the life of Martin Luther King. He stands for our freedom. He stands for a better life for us and for everybody, not only the black, the white, everybody.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.